Voters in Thailand have delivered a stunning rebuke to the military-backed government there, voting overwhelmingly for opposition parties promising to bring change. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
The Progressive Move Forward Party ran on a platform its leader, Pithalim Jornanrat, called the 3Ds, demilitarize, demonopolize, and decentralize. It also backed marriage equality and an end to military conscription, and voters enthusiastically endorsed that vision in yesterday's vote. 25-year-old Wichiraporn Tawi Manikot cast her vote here in Bangkok.
I just want to see something new and something better, because now we need the new thing to bring us to the future.
Move Forward also championed a more controversial call to amend the harsh Lese Majeste law that prohibits criticism of the Thai monarchy. That law stipulates prison terms from 3 to 15 years if convicted. Hundreds have been charged under the law during anti-government protests in the past several years. The party's stance has drawn the ire of Thai royalists, but Move Forward leader Pita didn't back down on amending the law at a news conference late last night.
We have enough MPs to push it forward already. It's not conditional. It's already absolute that we're going forward with it.
Pita also appeared to extend an olive branch to last night's other big winner, the opposition Pu Thai Party, which finished second and could now work with Move Forward and others to create a coalition government. Pu Thai's exiled supremo, the deposed Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, recently expressed his desire to return to Thailand after the election, despite his pariah status with a royalist military-backed establishment.
Whether the return of Mr. Thaksin will destabilize Thailand political landscape, I think if it's a free and fair legal process, no one's going to induce more conflict. However, the opposite of that, if it's unfair, if it's unfree, if it's politically motivated, I think that could be a conflict.
There's also a number of ways the establishment could deny the opposition a chance to form a government. A 250-member military-appointed Senate could vote against it in Parliament. And there are other tools at the establishment's disposal as well, including a court system that's brought down 3 opposition prime ministers and dissolved several parties, including Move Forward's predecessor, Future Forward, in 2020. Political analyst Titinangpung Sudarak of Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University says the threat of dissolution can't be discounted this time either.
Something will happen most likely, because how could the conservative royalist establishment put up with the kind of agenda that Move Forward offers and call for change and reform of the military and the monarchy?
21-year-old activist Tantawan Twatulanon, one of those charged under the Lese Majeste law, worries about dissolution too, and the threat of another coup by a military that's conducted 2 since 2006. But she says she's ready.
I think for me and for my friends, there's no more fear anymore. If the coup happened, then we just go out from our home and then fight with them.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.